Blog Talk Radio.
Now tuned in to OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and tonight on the line we have gospel recording artist Belinda Henderson. And how are you today, ma'am?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm having a fantastic day. So if you don't mind, Ms. Henderson, telling our listening audience a little bit about yourself, and what you got going on.
Well, actually, of course, I'm Belinda Henderson, and I'm excited because my new single just dropped December the 1st on social media and all the digital sites. And so we finally made it to that point. That's a very exciting time for me right now. And I'm just excited because I think it's doing well. A lot of the people like it, and my whole purpose of doing the CD was to have an opportunity to share worship music with people to give them hope and to help them keep dreaming no matter what happens in their lives. And so it seems to be doing that. So I'm very excited about that.
Great. And reading your bio, you've been in gospel music for quite a while. I see you started in the Sunshine Band.
Yes, ma'am. I started, I've been holding a microphone in my hand since I was 3 years old. And I was in the Sunshine Band singing. I started in the Sunshine Band. But most importantly, I traveled with my mom. My mom was a person that sung. You know, singing is very common in our family. And we just have a long list of people that have sung in our family. And even my great-grandfather was a group in Danzant, Texas, that was very well-known. And just from that alone, I started singing at 3 years old. And then in the Sunshine Band, and then when I turned 5 years old, I had an opportunity to sing at the International Church of God in Christ convention. And so that was really big for me because I was, you know, just five and had an opportunity to have that platform to sing. And so it's just, singing has been a part of my life. I think I was born singing because our family, everybody sings, you know. So I've been singing for a while. And of course, after I grew up and matured, I was over the Sunshine Band at my church like for 2 years. Then I became the director of the youth choir, and I created the church, children's church at my church, which we did not have, you know, where the children could have a place to come and to express themselves in song. And so I've just been singing for a long time, and I've had an opportunity to for those gifts to be Han through Carnell Morrell and Company. And at that time, I was singing in the choir that he had, where he did a lot of collaboration with Kirk Franklin. And of course, I met Kirk Franklin through Carnell Morrell and had an opportunity to lead one of his first songs, I think entitled Joy, Joy, God's Great Joy, But with that opportunity, they allowed me to, you know, learn a lot about music and you know, help me with my stage presence. The list just goes on. So I've been in that field for a long time, and I've supported a lot of background sang for people and supported a lot of choirs and was in talent shows all of my life. I'm a little girl. I was in pageants singing. I was in talent shows singing. And then, you know, I've always wanted to have my own CD one day. And so God saw fit for that opportunity to present itself to me, and that is where we are today.
Well, we're going to back up a little bit for our listening audience who may not be familiar with the Sunshine Band, and we know that is the children's church or children's band that is within the Church of God in Christ.
Yes, all of the Church of God in Christ churches have a group called the Sunshine Band, and we have a youth choir, but it's like, what, let's see, 5 years old and under? Yeah, 5 years old and under it would be the Sunshine Band. So, you know, you start there at 3 years old till about, it's really about 10 or 11, and then 12 and up would be the youth choir. So, but that, the Sunshine Band is a choir in all of the Church of God in Christ churches, you know, in state and out of state.
Yes, I'm quite familiar with the Sunshine Band. My children was in the Sunshine Band, which is a great place for children to start to get that discipline they need for choir and be able to get their voices together, which is a great. I love to see the Sunshine Band. I love to see the children singing because you can see over a period of time how they develop their voices and how they develop confidence in singing before a large audience. It's so a place for them to really get a good start.
It really is. And, you know, in other churches, it may be called something else because they, you know, they probably have a little choir for the little children that age. It's just that in the Church of God in Christ, it's called the Sunshine Band. But in that little choir, I learned discipline. I learned how to work with other people. You know, I learned how to not just sing my song and forget about who was, you know, singing behind me. It's just a lot of discipline that you learn in the Sunshine Band. So it was a good start for me.
Yeah. Now tell us, Ms. Henderson, about some of the other gospel singers you sung with, and who would you say inspired you?
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. The Clark sisters. I used to go to, I mean, of course, like I said, I started out in the Sunshine Band and sung on the big stage at 5, but I was just so, the Clark sisters were just incredible to me. And I always, when we get ready to go to the conferences every year, I always could not wait to see the Clark sisters or be able to participate in the choir with Maddie Moss Clark, which is their mom. And so I had an opportunity to actually join the convention choir with Dr. Maddie Moss Clark. That was like one of the highlights of my life because I thought that those young ladies, her daughters, just had an incredible voice, and the voice control and the voice octave levels was just, it was amazing. And so a lot of people inspired me, but that was like my start, you know, besides my mom and my family. Those were the people that really inspired me to just pursue singing because it was just something that I liked to do. And I thought I did okay. You know, I thought I sung all right.
Mm-hmm. Now you're
good. I was just saying that, you know, they were the ones that inspired me. And then Aretha Franklin was a wonderful singer, you know, very versatile. And Kirk Franklin, of course. Kirk Franklin, his style, he wasn't a singer. You know, he could not sing. But he, his writing skills were just incredible. And just actually rehearsing with him and singing. And this was before Kirk Franklin really got the, you know, as we would call the big contract or whatever. This is when he was just, you know, in Dallas, Texas, and he was known. But his writing skills was just incredible. And the anointing of God was so heavy upon him. But like I said, I met him through Cornell Morrell. Cornell Morrell has been around for a long time. I mean, he's a recording artist. He's a writer. He's a producer. And I'm telling you, the list just goes on and on with Cornell Morrell. So Cornell Morrell just kind of saw me. I think I was about 15 years old, and we met through Cherry Thompson, which was the director of our choir at the Lighthouse Church of God in Christ. And he just saw that I had a passion and a gift to sing. And he just kind of zeroed in on that. And we just started just singing together, doing little things together. He would be singing at the mall, and he would ask me to come and join him at the mall at the piano and just sing with him. And so he just kind of started training me, you know, at around the age of 15, 16 years old. And then, of course, after I got older and he had a choir called Cornell Morrell and Company, I joined that choir. And it just kind of went from there. But in the meantime, you know, growing up, like I said, I was a director over the youth choir, and then, over the Sunshine Band, and then I sung with different choirs and things in the Metroplex. And I just really enjoyed just being a part of anything that had to do with singing and music. And then, of course, when I finished high school, because I wanted to be an actor, I still do, but it seemed like God changed the course of my path. But I used to participate in a lot of talent shows, and I was in the newspaper for the Broadway play Little Abner. And so I was in the performing arts a lot growing up. And so when I finished high school, there was the Junior Black Academy of Arts and Letters. And at that time, in order for you to participate in that their program, someone had to privately submit your name. So when I graduated from high school, besides going to college, I got a letter from them, the Junior Black Academy of Arts and Letters, inviting me to be a part of their, you know, the program that they had. And I was there. I was there for like 2 years at the Junior Black, and I learned a lot. I mean, I learned a lot about singing and acting because I wanted to be an actor. And then, of course, after so many years or whatever, I learned that I had a gift of teaching. And so I went back and changed my major to early childhood education. But at the beginning, you know, I did a lot of things in the performing arts in high school. And then, you know, in my younger grades, I was in plays. It was just, you know, I was always finding myself in the performing arts. I love the performing arts. And any time that I would be in a pageant or in a play or in a talent show, my talent would always be singing.
You have been quite a busy young lady. Now tell us about your new single, or your single, So Amazing. How did that come about, and how did you come up with that title?
Well, you know, after the opportunity permitted itself, what's amazing is that I was looking for a graphic artist, you know, for my ministry. I'm also a licensed minister, and I don't say it all the time, but I'm an evangelist. I've traveled in and out of state preaching the gospel, and I was getting ready to do something with my ministry, but I needed a graphic artist, so I called a girlfriend, and she gave me the name. A young man to call. So I called him about the graphic, a graphic artist. And we got to talking and everything, and come to find out that he was in the music industry, where he managed recording artists. And we just got to talking. It was amazing. We just thing led to another. And within a week's time, I was in the studio with the producer. And he found out that I could sing. It's amazing. Because I think about the scripture that says, delight thyself in the Lord, and he will give thee the desires of your heart. That, me having my own single, has always been a desire of mine. But I was just following, you know, the Lord telling me, you know, hey, it's time to, you know, go back into ministry and do what I've called you to do. And I was like, okay. And I was in the process of doing that. Talked to him, found out he, you know, was in the music industry, and he asked me to sing. He found out I could sing. So we went from graphics to singing. And I was telling him what my heart's desire have always been, that I wanted to. He knew producers. And so he told me, he said, you know what, give me a day. Just give me a day. And I'm going to get back with you. Well, when he got back with me, he asked me, you know, did I have time to be on a conference call with the producer? And I said, sure. Got on the conference call that evening, talked to the producer. You know, he talked, you know, I told him about myself, and he asked me to sing. And after that, he was like, that's it. She's ready. It's time to rock and roll. I was in the studio in almost a week. And then we got in the studio, and we didn't know what we were going to do. We did not know what we were going to do. We went in there to make, you know, have a CD. So we just began to he began to play skillfully. And I shout out to my manager, Will Odom, woo-hoo, and shout out to my producer. But he began to just play, and I just began to just listen to what he was playing and put words to the music. And we came up with So Amazing. As I began to sing the song, I thought about all the things that God has done in my life, you know, and all the things that I've experienced in my life, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But at the very end, everything that God does is so amazing. And that's where the name of that song came from. It was like, what are we going to entitle it? It's So Amazing. Because everything he does is amazing. Whether we think it's good or not, it always works out for our good. And that's what
absolutely. Absolutely. It's when you say so amazing, it's like when you're going through and you don't think it's going, you think, well, when is this ever going to end? And you're waiting and you're waiting and you're waiting. It's like you're waiting forever. And we know our time is not God's time. But when he shows up, you were absolutely right. It's so amazing. And you look back and realize it's only been a few weeks.
I was obeying the Lord. Yeah, Lord was like, Belinda, you know, because I took a sabbatical. I had just, I'm a member of the Potter's House, and just before I went to the Potter's House, I had just left London ministering in a conference with a pastor named Pastor Babafemi Boulogun that relinquished his profession to preach the gospel. And so, I just left there ministering. And so when I came to the Potter's House, later on in life I got pregnant with my baby girl, which is 13 now. So I just took some time off to be a mommy. You know, I have three children, older daughter that just graduated from the University of North Texas. She's 24. I have a 21-year-old that's in his third year in college and a 13-year-old. But I took time off with her from the choir because I was in the choir at the Potter's House, and we was going to Stella Awards, and we won so many awards there. So I was in the choir there. But when I got pregnant with my daughter, I took a sabbatical to be a mother to my daughter. So I took time off from ministry. And that's how this all began. The Lord said, Belinda, it's time for you to go back into ministry. And I know all the things that I did. I did seminars at the Sheridan Brook Hotel every 3 months. I had a graphics artist. I had, you know, this. I was on the radio doing flyers. And I was like, oh, my God, I got to find a graphic artist so I can do what you asked me to do. But what's amazing is that God said, I will bless what you do. So he took my obedience, and through my obedience to do what he asked me to do, he gave me the desires of my heart. And that's why I can say that scripture, if you delight yourself in the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart. And so I said, well, I thought you wanted me to go back in ministry. He said, this is ministry. Through your CD, ministering to people, you know, it's going to be a blessing to other people's lives. And I was like, wow. Oh, my God, you would do that for me? Little old me? Oh, wow. So I called about a graphic design. And in a week, I was in the studio. I was in the studio.
That is phenomenal.
It's amazing. And that's why the song is so amazing. Because I called for one reason, but I ended up doing something that I love to do.
That's a blessing. That truly is a blessing. So, Ms. Henderson, if you can tell our listening audience how they can connect with you, how they can contact you, and how perhaps they can book you, if you can share that information, and then just give us your last word, a word of wisdom, whatever you would like to share with our listening audience, you can do that. You can do that now. We have a few more minutes.
Okay. I would say the word of wisdom would be to don't stop dreaming, don't stop hoping, and don't stop believing. Because life is just life. A lot of times we lay things that happen on us on the devil. And it's not always the devil, but it's life. It's, you know, it's like what happened to her. Life happened to her. It's things that just happen to us along the way. And sometimes in those things that happen to us, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, sometimes it's real ugly. And sometimes we'll find ourselves not dreaming anymore. We'll find ourselves not hoping anymore. And we find ourselves not believing. And so my word of wisdom to the listening audience is to continue to dream, continue to hope, and continue to believe. Because if you don't believe in yourself, then who do you expect to believe in you? And if you there's a quote that says if you win if you don't quit. Just keep on believing, hoping, and dreaming. And before it's over with, you will win. And I can say that from experience. I took off to be with my daughter and to mother my child. But in the process of me doing what I supposed to have done for my child, God gave me the desires of my heart. I never would have thought that I would actually have a CD out right now. And sometimes you forget, you know, it's like, well, yeah, I want to do that. I really want to do that one day. But sometimes when it doesn't happen, you just forget about it. But guess what? Mm-hmm. God never forgets. He never forgets. Yeah, and just remember that. He never forgets. People may forget. Your friends will forget. You know, your best friends, your BFFs sometimes forget. And people that you thought would be right there by your side, your family, they forget. But always remember, God never forgets. And if you continue to believe his word, it will and it shall come to pass for you.
I am receiving that word for myself.
Amen.
Thank you for that. Like I said, we're going to play Amazing at the end of the show. And you can go ahead and say, how can they contact you? We have about 7 more minutes.
You can connect with me on Twitter at bmichelle2424. Instagram, Belinda Coleman Henderson, a.k.a. Lady B. On Instagram, and then also on Facebook, I'm Belinda Coleman Michelle. And then also you can connect with, if you want to book me for any type of, entertainment or event, you can call myself, which is, the number would be for my manager, but I can give you that number once. You can call me at 972-768-8524, and then I will refer your information to my manager, and he will definitely get back with you and be able to answer any questions that you would have at that time.
Thank you. Ms. Henderson, Belinda Henderson, well, thank you so much for being a part of OPM Live Blog Talk Radio and sharing with us and sharing your journey to your CD. We thank you so much for that.
Oh, I'm just so thankful that you thought enough of me to have me on. I appreciate it so much. I'm most appreciative.
It's definitely been our pleasure. Thank you so much. So we're going to play your song at the end. And once again, we thank you so much for being a part of OPM Live Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you once again.
Okay. Thank you. We would like to thank all of our sponsors, V. Marshall Enterprises, Southern Eagle Music Group, Crevolution Arts, TND Management and Marketing. And once again, this has been OPM Live Blog Talk Radio, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and we have So Amazing by gospel recording artist Ms. Belinda Henderson. And be blessed.
Your grace is amazing.